Okay, finally, let's wrap up the official Raiders podcast with a former 11-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champ, and a Hall of Famer, assistant D-back coach Rod Woodson joins us on the official Raiders podcast. And Rod, let's begin with the Pro Bowl selections, 7 starters and the alternates. What was it like in the locker room when those announcements were made? I'm sure it was sky high.
Well, it did. You know, anytime you win as a team, good things happen for the individual players. And, you know, we're getting 7 guys voted to be in the Pro Bowl is a, you know, awesome thing for a football team. And having all the different alternates that we have also is another good accomplishment. So I think, you know, anytime you have a team success, that does go down individually around the different groups.
Rod, what'd that do for you as a player on great teams that had bigger goals ahead, like playoff wins and making a march to the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, it is a team accomplishment, but you go as an individual and you go as a group of if you get multiple players on one team going to the Pro Bowl, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, you're singly minded with your eyes on the big picture. The big picture is to get to the postseason. Get to the Super Bowl and win it. So, you know, I don't think our focus for those players who made the Pro Bowl will waver from that. You know, we got a good young group of guys who are starting to believe in themselves and starting to play really good football.
Rod Woodson's our guest. Rod, you played for the Steelers, and I think you could say arguably that was one of the, or if not the best fan base to travel on the road with 6 Super Bowls lifetime for the Rooney family. But did you ever see anything close to what you saw in San Diego, 40 to 50,000 Raider fans in that victory against the Chargers?
No, you know, we were driving up to the through the parking lot on the way to the game. I was just like, you know, you see all the silver and black tents and the flags, and they are all over the place. And you go, and you step into the stadium. Once the game started, you see all the silver and black jerseys and shirts out there. It was just amazing feat that, you know they're represented extremely well in the Southern California for the silver and black. But I didn't think it was going to have that many fans out there.
Yeah, it was incredible. And I know you're coaching and you're busy in the middle of the game, but you could just feel the energy and you can hear the crowd. And, Rod, one more on that. How about Philip Rivers at the end of the game trying to change plays as he's pinned back on that last series and he can't do it? He's got to yell at his offensive lineman. I mean, you typically never see that in an NFL game.
You really don't. I mean, and it's kind of sad for the San Diego Chargers. I mean, if you're a Raider fan, it's great, you know, because, you know, we step on the field and when our players step on the field, you know, you hear cheers. And when their players step on the field, you hear a lot of boos. And you're at your home game. So, you know, I don't know how they feel. But for us, being on the road, that's like another home game.
Rod Woodson's our guest. Rod, concerns with T.Y. Hilton. He leads the AFC in receiving yards, and the great Andrew Luck, who is healthy. And they have Frank Gore, who can run it. As you look at the tape here, can you touch on the concerns you have with the Colts coming in on Saturday with the weapons they have on offense?
Well, they got a lot of fast receivers, T.Y. Hilton and Dorsett. You know, I don't know if Moncrief is going to play or not, but all those guys are not real big guys, and they're kind of shifty receivers. And, you know, we've had our struggles with the deep ball this year, but, you know, and then you deal with Andrew Luck and how big he is and how physical he is. You know, he can break a lot of arm tackles. He extends a lot of plays with his feet. When that happens, we have to get faster. You know, I know over the recent weeks we've been playing a lot better on defense. We believe in the system. We believe in everything that we're doing. And I think each week we've gotten better. So, you know, it's another tough task in front of our secondary and our linebacking corps as a defense as a whole. But I think we're up for the challenge. You know, it's a good challenge, and it's going to get you ready for the postseason, definitely.
Rod, are you comfortable with the safeties now, not biting on play action, safety help over the top, when you have a receiver like Hilton who you know can extend the plays there? With single coverage, with safety help here, it's really important that the D-backs have a big game, clearly prepping for this one. Do you think that the disciplines are set coming into this game?
Well, I think it is. I think everybody has to do their job. The rusher's got to rush. The cover guy's got to cover. If you're a deep post safety, if you're a deep outside corner, you got to stay deep. You can't let guys get over top. We have to play top down. And in recent weeks, we've been doing a better job of that. You know, we let one get over top of us against San Diego. But other than that, we really didn't let too many deep balls get back there. You know, if everybody does do their job, I think we'll do well.
Rod, finally, on a personal note, how's it been for you with the transition to a coach now, more experience under your belt? How much are you loving this opportunity, the career you're having in Oakland as an assistant here, and what are your goals in the years to come?
Well, I'm just taking it one year at a time. You know, I've learned a lot being a coach for my third year. At the end of the day, it's just teaching football. Football is not a real complicated sport unless you make it that way. And, you know, I'll just love to keep being around, keep enjoying what we're doing here as a group and as a staff. And wherever the good Lord takes me, that's where he takes me.
Thank you, Rod. I'll see you Saturday. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Appreciate it, man.